Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome back to the second part of this incredible episode of Queer I Am, the podcast, live and unscripted. The conversation continues and we also have an audience Q&A. I hope you enjoy. So whatever you're up to, this is your time to settle down, relax, and enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Queer I Am. Okay, are we recording? We're good. Okay, we're going to do a very quick Q&A. I'm sorry we ran over tonight because there's so much to talk about. I just said to a friend, I think that I could potentially do a whole season on queer history because there's so much to cover and we just didn't have time. So maybe that's season four, who knows. Caravan Park, Wayne, why am I getting the names confused? I've only had two beers. Wayne has had to go. He has a wig emergency at the shop tomorrow morning, so he's had to leave.
Now, I've heard some excuses, but a wig emergency is a good one.
Is your work in? Is it coming out? Can you try again?
One, two. Yeah, I'm working.
Yeah, so Wayne owns the Brighton Birdcage, which is an amazing drag shop in the Lanes. So if you haven't been, go and check it out. But yeah, there's lots of work to be done there tomorrow morning. So we're going to do a very quick Q&A. And if anyone has any questions they would like to ask our amazing panel, I would happily take those from you right now.
I know someone's got one.
A couple? Okay.
Rascals owner.
I'll just go here first, and then we'll come over there.
Hiya. Yeah, I was wondering how it was to relive everything in preparation of the show, but then also with artistic licensing and, having to cut through so much history in a short time and relationships. Did you feel like it did justice to everything that you experienced and lived through? Were you happy with the end result?
I was very happy with it. I personally am amazed with the end result. And I think that people, obviously that's Russell Davies's like final call on stuff, and he knows what he's doing. So, but he wanted 8 episodes of It's a Sin, and he in the end could only get 5 from Channel 4, so that made him make it more concise. He had to tell the story very quickly. So some of the stuff that you would remember, and you might remember as well, you can't really feel the time span of how many times we go back and forth to the hospital, how long people kept secrets for, because it went on for many years. But as a capture of the moment, I don't think he could have done any better, because look what has happened. People have come from everywhere. And also he chose dramatic license, and I was never thrown in the back of a police van. I never had that. I like to think that certainly is.
It's going to be a wild night.
I like to think I'm that brave, but no.
Amazing. Thank you for your question. Do you have a question over there? Can I just pass the mic?
As someone who's worked in the education industry and is now training to become a nurse, what would you like to see for improvements in both those areas?
I mean, any one of us can answer that, but you're obviously going to want, there's obviously needs to be more money and more understanding and more, you know, it's a fast moving field, HIV. So, you know, I would say, and more education, without doubt, more education, and obviously more worldwide education as well, because obviously it's not just the UK. And so you go to sub-Saharan Africa and it's a very different story. So all of that, I mean, we could go on for days about what we need as improvements in the health service, and you're going to know more than I do, so, or anybody here, or you guys as well, so, but that's me.
I've got an answer for each of them. Education, my answer would be sex education. It's now mandatory to include LGBTQ plus relationships in schools, but you only have to really just mention the existence of them, and that's it. It's quite a low bar for inclusion. I think that there should be better sex education, more diversity of what sex is and what sex is possible, and that also includes LGBTQ plus sex education. And then on the health side, we've got a big problem with the closure of the gender identity service for young people in this country, with no obvious replacement for it as a national service. So there's literally just a huge gap in our health provision, brackets young people in this country. And the risk of that, well, there's many risks of that, but one of them for that particular group is dying by suicide. And so there's a, you know, providing healthcare to prevent that at the very basic level seems an absolutely essential imperative to me. So I think anyone that's, you know, training as you are to be a nurse or working within the health service needs to be just making sure somehow that they're talking about that with colleagues, employers, bosses, everyone, just to raise awareness for that huge gap that we have right now.
Thank you.
Really, yeah, the only thing I would add to that is that obviously if you're talking to a different generation, then touching on some of the things we talked about tonight, draw on the huge amount of different types of media that are available that are talking about this stuff. I mean, I've heard, you know, Andrew talking about how the effect of Clause 28 and people not being able to talk about stuff like this in schools affected you. But the reality is our generation, that was bugger all being taught in the schools anyway. Clause 28 just basically put a stamp on it and said, you're now legally okay to not talk about this stuff. We had, you know, with those terrible videos and everyone sniggering in the back. I mean, there was just nothing.
Well, the only thing I ever had as a woman was a video of a childbirth. Yeah. That's the only thing. And that just put the fear of God into everybody. And, you know, how the hell did that happen? And so we were 12 years old, trooped into the hall to see a woman literally giving birth to a baby and screaming. And that was it. Thanks very much. It was obviously, don't do that, because that's what's going to happen.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah. And there was it became a catchphrase in school, because there was the bit at the end where the placenta is put in a bag and the nurse goes up to the screen and goes, "We've got it all here in a bag." And that was the thing that I used to go around school. Everyone used to pick their bags. "We've got it all here in a bag." I mean, that's the kind of level of...
That's horrendous.
That's the kind of level of education awful that we had in the 80s before Clause 28.
Yeah.
So, the logbooks is absolutely fantastic of a way of talking about stuff. There's so many films out there that really, you know, you talked about things, we've talked about how there was a big blanket really on people's lives because of the homophobia around queer people. And so it's not that surprising that fairly recently all these films have come out about amazing people that we've have been lost. People like the Halston film is just incredible. Tom of Finland film is just mind-blowing. I had no idea how much Tom of Finland had to do with promoting safe sex, because his story had just not been picked up by the studios. They probably didn't consider it to be something that people wanted to go and see because of the atmosphere around queer people. There are so many amazing films that I think bring it to people in a more digestible way than just stats and PowerPoints.
That actually happened with a film called Blue Jean that came out this year that was about a lesbian teacher in the Northeast, set during the late 80s at the time of Section 28, and it was about her experiences as a lesbian woman just living in a homophobic society, and then also she was a teacher working in a school trying to hide her sexuality, and also trying to hide her sexuality because of Section 28, not referring to it, not talking about it, whilst also having girls in her class who were not identifying verbally but who were gay girls or lesbian girls, and having to like not be able to talk to them and stuff like that. And so we can talk about Section 28, or we can read about it in magazines or podcasts or whatever. But it, as you said, like, it's always really great, and as we've seen with It's a Sin, to embody those histories in characters that we can watch. And there's gorgeous cinematography and amazing music, actually, in that film, and also plenty of Geordie accents. And so we can just watch it and enjoy it. It's kind of entertainment. It's quite a bleak film, but the accents are champion. And so I think that, that's another great, it's a good film, I think. And it's also another example, especially like it's often a lot harder for lesbian stories to be told. Probably for every like 9 films about gay men, there's only 1 about lesbians. And so it's, just the reality of the film industry. I'm not accepting it, but it's the reality of the film industry. So I think like seeking out those kinds of stories and those kinds of films is really important as well. Sorry, we got off the track from your question about...
No, I think it's really good. But do you know there's...
Remember the lesbian nurses in the HIV AIDS crisis as well, and the amazing work that lesbian nurses did, which is also often forgotten.
I think 2 things as well that really stuck out with me from episode 1 was we were really lucky, Nathaniel. We had Nathaniel Hall here, and he was one of the actors in It's a Sin and is a theatre maker. And we also had an incredible artist called Darkwa. And they said 2 things which really stuck with me is that, one, if no one's making the art or giving the information, do it yourself. Like, if you're interested in something, find a way and tell stories. And also, you don't need to have millions and millions of followers to be an influencer. You know, if you have something to share or something to say, you can get involved in conversations and join the conversation. And I think that's on all of us really to keep it going. You know, we've all got to make sure we keep talking about these things. So incredibly important.
I have got one more thing to say, and there's gonna be another question, but thinking of nursing and joining the profession, I'm sure you're already like finding other people who are concerned about the same things as you are in their training and in their work and future work. But the power of staff networks of LGBTQ plus people is really enormous. And you have this great experience of solidarity, and you can also get shit done, whether it's about your own employment conditions and making sure that they're inclusive workplaces, and then also in your case making sure that through the community of people, the staff, your colleagues, your peers that are particularly concerned about LGBTQ plus care, that you can actually get together to support yourselves in that network. And that's the same like whatever industry or type of organization as well. Those staff networks are really important for solidarity, and I'm sure you're finding other colleagues that are thinking of the same. So
amazing. We've got time for one more question. Anyone got a good one? Oh, three hands. Okay, can you rate your questions? Can you tell me what your rating of your question would be? Would it be a 5, 6, 7? 10? What would yours be? A 12?
Mine was very frivolous, really. It was, if you could experience a moment in queer history, what would that be?
That's great. Nice. That's a great one to end on. Thank you very much. Who wants to take that one? Lost for words.
That is, I would have loved to have gone to Hazel Pitt's farm. I would have loved to have been on the dance floor dancing to Feels Like I'm in Love by Kelly Marie at Hazel Pitt's farm in 1980. I think that would have been quite phenomenal.
Somebody was here whose boyfriend was there earlier on.
From the Beacon.
Yeah, from the Beacon. So he was part and parcel of that. Sorry, go and carry on.
No, you're next.
I'm going to do Stonewall Riots.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to be right there.
You're going to be throwing the brick.
Police fan.
Yeah, police fan. Informative.
I think I'm going to, I don't know what year, someone's going to have to tell me, but I think I'm going to the campus of Oxford University, and I'm going to cruise Alan Turing when in a dark night when he's just leaving the library and just trying to get home. And I'm going to seduce him because I think he's a bit uptight, and I think I could loosen him up a bit. And
do you think he's got nice feet?
I think he's got probably. I don't think he takes care of his feet, but I think he's got really. I think he's underappreciating the power of his own nipples, and I think we could do some work there.
I'm going to say that that's a brilliant question.
Yeah,
that
was it is, and I think that is the perfect answer to end the podcast. Can you
thank
give
you
a massive
much.
Round of applause, my guest, please? So we had Wayne Douglas, Adam Smith, Darren Kay, and Jill Nalder. Thank you all so much. Thank you.
And thanks to Andrew.
I really hope you enjoyed the show. A big thank you once again to all my guests. Please share the podcast, give it a 5-star review if you'd like, and leave any comments you may have. You can also follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok for all the latest updates on Queer I Am, the podcast. Also, check out my website, www.fluiactually.com. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.